the seasons we have entered into have made a demand upon us to take drastic measures so that we'll be able to deal with the issues that are coming up. But I believe that it is because of this day increasing
knowledge.
I believe it's because of this day that God has inducted us into his kingdom, maintain territorial integrity. The scripture spoke about the life of Samuel. He said that Samuel was such a prophet that in his days the territorial integrity of the land of Israel was not kept by the skills of men. It was not kept by the leadership expertise of the judges or the kings, just in case the person went to Harvard Law School, Harvard Business School, or Lagos Business School. In those days, he wasn't able to serve because the contentions is beyond this realm. Terrible spirits are seeking expression in the landscape, and it will take something beyond this realm to begin to bring balance to the ecosystem. So the Bible said that the territory of Israel was preserved by the anointing of Samuel. The question we ask men now is, why have God anointed you? Why? Why? For every anointing upon a man, there is a territory in view. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is territory specific. You have not gotten it. It's territory specific. So the Bible told us in the book of Psalms chapter 110. Can you be quick? Psalms chapter 110. He said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Verse 2, he said, the Lord shall send forth the rod of thy strength out of Zion. And then he said, rule thou in the midst of your enemies. That means there is government in view. And once there is government in view, there is a territory in view. Are you with me? Shout me, say amen.
Amen.
There is a burden in my heart. Normally, when cases like this come up, it is hard for me to pick up burdens. I remember when the NSAS protest came up and many other things came up. I was looking for burdens on the matter, looking for burdens. And from my experience, it is dangerous for you to badge into circumstances that God has not released burdens, because the burdens that you are expressing and the fact that God is the one sending you to execute an assignment is an insurance on its own. Are you getting the point? Many people die careless deaths because they engage on things just because it's popular. They engage in things just because everybody is doing it, and they don't have clearance from heaven. That clearance from heaven is an indication of the fact that God has inducted you into his purpose, is captured in the season, and then all the equipment and resources that God has intended to achieve that will be at your disposal. Both the angels, the marshalling of fresh grace and strength from Zion, all these things makes for the support cast of the agenda that God had in his hand. So we just became vessels of that expression. It will seem as if we are just that representation of on this atrium of what God intended to do. I mean, if God was the one present in this place now, this is what he would have done. So we, according to what the scripture told us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, he said that God has intended to reveal the manifold dimension of his wisdom to the church, manifold dimension of his wisdom to the principalities and powers through what? The church. And on that account, I will invite you to join me to read the scripture so that we make some legislations and decrees. Many of you would have noticed that after the engagement we had from yesterday afternoon till the evening, How many of you felt feedback? At least you felt headache. So it's a proof that you treaded in paths that is not common. Now, to show you that majority, it is to show you that it's a massive, you know. I told us something yesterday that there is an evil proverb that used to say that when somebody comes to somebody's house and the person you are looking for is not around, the language that they use is to always say that nobody is around. But is it true that nobody is around? It's just that the people that we are looking for has not entered the fray, so we can assume that nobody is around. And the implication is that the heavenly support and the dimension, the weight of God's intervention will be measured. It will be measured to the point that it will seem as if the impact is minute, infinitesimal. It will not have the weight that we desire. Why? The people or the person we are looking for is not around. So when we began to declare our presence and our interest, the feedback was much. It was much. I wonder how some people carried that in and they still slept. It is a proof that Satan is dancing a lantern on your destiny. That is the only reason why you can still sleep with that. You are even nodding your head in prayer. How do people manage it? When are they strong? We that are not strong. We are the strong men. Raise your hand. There are people that are very strong, so they can afford to sleep in seasons where life is at stake, where heavens and earth is demanding for blood. I tell you, all the infrastructures that is meant for justice and record keeping accountability, both the beings and the creatures, land, sea, water, planetary bodies, all of them are speaking now. I'm telling you, they are speaking over this nation, they are speaking over Southeast. The constellations have been manipulated in such a way that it will release utterance that is not in keeping with the agenda of God for us in this season. Are you with me? Many of you wouldn't have realized the reason why we started teaching on the blood. It is because we have seen this. So we are preparing you for the season to come. Somebody like me, all of last night, all I was doing is to enter into the reality of the blood. And then I began to enter into places. Somebody said they saw a vision and were in a group of men, and the rescue mission was such that the destination was hell itself. You are not with me. That's why if you want to follow us here, you have to follow Jesus well. Have you noticed that it's dangerous to follow people like me now and be casual? Because you will be a casualty. If you become casual, you become what? You are not with me. If you become casual, you become what? That is the implication. And the safest place in warfare is where? At the back and the front. Men that march in those days, they are not interested in what is behind them. Their name is what? There is an evil name that represents them in those seasons. The name is Azuanoka. You don't know what it means. It means that as far as the guy is moving, he is not interested of the gossip and the things they are speaking about. His eyes is in the front. I think you need to name your child Azuka. It's a powerful name in warfare. Azuka. A man that is focused. A man that is purpose driven. That is focusing on the things ahead. That man, his name in the spirit is what? Yes, you are now with me. So I invite you in the name of Jesus to the book of Psalms chapter 2 as we make decrees. Psalms chapter 2. But before I read Psalms chapter 2, it will be important that I give you a foundational, I just give you one or two things to understand. You see, understanding is key, because yesterday when the warfare became intense, I began to march. Because that scripture that said in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 5 that every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. The blood is not necessarily the blood of the enemy. In fact, it is a consistent feature in the scripture that anytime Jesus appears in battle, his garment is not white, but you may think it's white. In fact, in many instances the Bible will say that his garment is the color of wine, self-famine wine. He said that is the color, that his vesture is like the one dipped in grape, and grape is red in color. So it will mean that when you appear in the days of warfare, when you appear, your garments have to be red in color. One side is fire, the other side is what? You have a need for the vesture that is deep in the blood. If you appear in warfare, remember, the days we talk about is in the days of battle. For every battle of the warrior is with what? Confused noise and garments rolled in blood. So based on this understanding, I said, I noticed that it seems as if your garment is now being whitewashed. The color is fading. The color is fading. We need to my brothers to go and dye my clothes. He has not brought it back. I don't know why it's taking that long anyway. But sometimes you need to go and dye your clothes. Dye it. What's the color now? The color is red. And the material, the solvent is the blood. You bring it, dip it inside and leave it there. When I was approaching, I was telling them, I was saying this up to Satan. The reason why you are doing this thing is that you still think I'm the one coming. Can't you see that I'm not the one? I'm coming in the name. The reason why you are doing this thing is because you think I'm just coming. Can't you see I'm being clothed with the blood? Didn't you see my garments in the spirit? And I began to, they were protesting, but they can't stop it. To stop you at that point is to stop all the forces of heaven. Is it possible? I told Satan, the reason why you are running around like this is because nobody have reminded you of what happened in the battle of Aquedoma. I was waiting for you to react on that day. You didn't react. You now saw me. You saw us. You began to react. We are not interested in what Satan has planned to do for the last 20 years, 10 years, 3 years, 6 years. No. In one moment, we can make a fool of Satan. That's the problem. In one moment. All the things he has been planning, we see myself is a waste. He's not. Now, the man is wise, but he's not as wise as he thinks. Because if he was that wise, the scripture would not give us a particular foolish description that was given to him in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Have you been there before? The Bible said that there is a wisdom that we discuss amongst them that is perfect. He said it is not the wisdom that comes from this world or the princes of this world, whom having that kind of wisdom still didn't have the capacity to understand that the very thing they are doing is their engagement is actually God's plan to liberate mankind. So on that day, remember, if you go to the Gospels, I think in the book of John, Jesus was the one saying that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. If, meaning that he doesn't have the capacity to lift himself. So Satan, in trying to kill Jesus, I have learned this long, that many times Satan held you back, allowed many circumstances to come and limitations and many things, you know, somebody like Esther Chukwuemeka wouldn't have realized a certain dimension of herself if not for the predicament that presented itself to you. Then you began to see God in a dimension that you never knew existed. Meanwhile, you have been clapping for yourself. I remember the first time I asked you, say you fast well or you pray well. I checked you in the spirit. It's balloon. I'm seeing balloon. I said, no, you need weight. Meanwhile, that is not a realization you would have entered into if not that God seemed as if he kept quiet and allowed Satan to blow you like this. And then you have to start seeking God, not because you wanted to, but because circumstances compelled you. When Satan is using circumstances to compel you, he will actually be thinking he's winning, until suddenly he noticed that you are getting stronger. getting stronger until one day you arise and knock him off the head. I have anger in my spirit. This is not the time for you. This is not the time for you to cross people like me. My anointing becomes the strongest in this time. There is a reason some of us are here. We have authority to do. It's not a, I have authority to do what I'm doing now. If it is not true, that level of feedback wouldn't have come yesterday. Now, the question you ask yourself is, if my presence around you did that kind of thing, imagine what the kind of warfare we engage on daily basis on our own. Amen. Let me show you something quickly. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Sorry, we'll get into our teaching, but you need to also know this, because our teaching today will take the turn of application, so it will be important that you are grounded in what I'm about to. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm looking for verse 7, but let me start from verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Verse 2, quickly. They that ye be not soon shaken in mind and be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Next verse. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4. Who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God and that is worshipped, or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is what? Next verse. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Next verse. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Watch. You are not following. Because if you are following, you will see something in this verse 6. Follow. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. What is that? Let's see verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already what? Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. This is a King James version. This is simply what the scripture means. It means that the principle that power the Antichrist is iniquity. Just like the principle that power Christ is righteousness. Are you with me? Now, it now says that iniquity have started manifesting, and on that account, it will seem as if even though the man has not yet appeared, his system is being installed everywhere to make for a pathway being created for him to achieve his agenda. Now, he now said, now all these things are hinging upon a fact that there is such a thing as him that letteth. So it will mean that there is a restraining force. Are you with me? Joy, are you sure you are with me? Are you sure? He said that only he who now letteth, that word let is allow or permit. So that will mean that there is a personality that is a restraining force. Are you with me now? This is actually a theology, so I will not be able to go into all the theology. Many people believe many things about this, but whichever one they believe, what is important is that there is a force restraining, and that force is a positive force. So some people say that this restraining force that is restraining the work of the Antichrist manifests by polluting the world with iniquity. You know what is iniquity? Anything that have the capacity to subvert the laws of God. The laws of God is what is called his righteousness. When it becomes a nature, you know, this thing now, the laws of God is both a nature and both a living. So it is not just a nature. So some people say that righteousness is just a nature. Righteousness is both a nature and a living. In fact, the weakness of the body of Christ in these days is because they have a nature that they are not living after. So it will seem as if that the spirit of grace that works as a result of that nature has been caged, because the spirit of grace at work in our lives as a result of the fact that we have received the nature of righteousness, which is of Christ, works thus. It will bring us to the point where we begin to live for righteousness, and on that account live against the demands of sin and the sinful nature. So when a church, a denomination is not bothered about how the members get their money, how they live, there is nothing different from a believer and an unbeliever. Nothing. There is not one thing. These days now, if you walk the street and do things, there is nothing different. It will mean that we are living in such a way that we are working against the spirit of grace. The spirit of grace is such that it organically brings us to the point where we maintain the same position in our living as we have in our spirit. And the position of our spirit in regeneration is that we have retained righteousness, the nature. But the righteousness, the nature, begins to become righteousness, the living. It will transform our soul into something that is Christ-like or conform to Christ when we begin to yield to the spirit of grace. When a man begins to walk against the spirit of grace, though he has the nature of righteousness, then a time will come, the Holy Spirit will make the statement that he made in the book of Genesis chapter 6. My spirit shall no more strive with man, because he is only but what? Now, that's not where I'm going. But even when a man has the spirit, when you are born again, you are inducted into the spirit. But that doesn't mean that at that point you still doesn't have the capacity to take from the flesh and build. So when a man continuously, even though he has received the spirit of grace as a result of the fact that he has retained the righteous nature by regeneration, begins to live from the flesh, is it the Holy Spirit powering that one? No, the Holy Spirit now has an agenda. And you, what you are doing is directly opposite to the agenda of the work of the Holy Spirit. Are you getting it? One day he will get tired. Are you getting the point I'm making now? So it will now mean that the Holy Spirit by grace, is the spirit of grace, is at work in the life of every believer to bring you to the point where every challenge in you, in your family, in the society, will be completely dealt with as a result of the stature and possibilities you have retained by consistent obedience and yielding to the spirit of grace that is at work. The question now is, the body of Christ in Eastern Nigeria yielded to the spirit of grace? Because it has become obvious that we are weak. There is scarcity of prophetic voices, men that can speak, and territories will respond to what they are saying. It is not just to pray, it is not just to say anything. Satan is not moved now. Even in Nigeria, Satan is not moved, because the people that should speak as us already dying with Satan. They have lived and taught the people in such a way that the congregation is weak. 21 days of their fasting cannot shift anything, because consistent with the authority we need. You see, territorial ministry is done on the basis of authority. So people can gather here, but the measure of their authority is weak. Their corporate rank in the spirit is infinitesimal, and on that account they lack the capacity to affect anything in the territory. In fact, it is such a predicament that Satan is willing to allow you to even prosper in that small thing you are doing, and make sure that you don't prosper in the things that make for rank in territorial context. So when issues come up, the weight that it takes. David, do something about my mic, or come and give me the other one. I have job, you're not hearing me. I've assignment. I'm angry in my spirit. all this I'm doing is to explain for you something. So it will mean that there is someone, something that restrains the work of him that wants to take over. Are you getting the point? So the question now is, what or who is that restraining force? So some people said that is the Holy Spirit. Some theological people said that they said it's the Holy Spirit. Some people said it's the church. For today, me, I'm not bothered who, whether it's the Holy Spirit, whether it's the church. What I'm interested in today is to get results. If you ask me, I believe that that's my opinion, that the restraining force is both, if you ask me. Because it doesn't matter what the church wants to do, God is only working as long as the Holy Spirit is working. And it doesn't matter what the Holy Spirit wants to do, he walks through a vessel. So it is the Holy Spirit in conjunction with the true church aligned to the will of God, the present revelational stand of God in a time, that we restrain the hand of Satan. We seek to restrain the hand of the enemy. I feel an anointing very strong now. Amankotai, Stephena Kapai, Kamantakapai. On this account, the Lord anointed us to restrain the enemy. Psalm chapter 2. On this account, the Lord anointed us. I leverage on everything that God has committed to us. I leverage. On the accumulated obedience, the weight in tarrying, the incense generated for years and for months. My God, we activate the ministry of angels that are rarely found in these territories. The watchers of the constellations, the holy ones that stand in strategic places in the universe. My God. The king of Babylon came, and the testimony that came after the interaction of Daniel is that Daniel took the decree was that this decree is coming from the watchers and the holy one. So it is beyond the realm and power of that king with all his power. Verse 1. Why do the hidden what?
Praise.
And the people imagine a venting. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Against who? But it will seem as if it's against us, it's against the people. But until you, if you continue to see yourself, there will be no progress. If we continue to see ourselves, there will be no progress. I'm not seeing myself, and I'm not seeing a group of people. Like in Igbo, there are some people that say you should sit at home. I'm also not part of them. See, I am not on any mortal side. I'm on the Lord's side. The angel of the Lord that came to help Joshua. Joshua appeared with his ginger and said, "Are you with us? Are you against us?" The angel said, "I'm not on anybody's side. For you, Miss Yanin, because I'm not with you." Yeah, bro. There is a plane you enter into. All those things you call prayer point is Miss Yan. When you Miss Yan in that place, you serve punishment. You know the punishment that he served. They say, "Oh yeah, go and move around the city." He has to trek for 7 days for Miss Yanin. May you not Miss Yan in Jesus' name. Some people had visions and they saw angels, mighty, heavy archangels appear to show them what God is doing. They thought that what they saw is beings that they can command. There are angels you cannot command. The functions, are you with me? You know, people say we are believers, we have so we can command. That's a mistake. Actually, you can command angels, but let me tell you the way it works. You don't command an angel that is higher than you in rank.
Watch, follow me.
There are angels that are, it's just like, let me tell you how it works. The army of God is in different departments, different. The armed forces of heaven is represented in many dimensions. Watch. For example, in Nigerian army, in Nigerian forces, there is the Air Force, is it not true? There is Navy, is it not true? Then there is army. Watch. Watch. A sergeant, as powerful as he is in the army, cannot come and give a colonel a command in the Navy. Is it not true? Am I correct? Just because you are powerful in the army and you are a sergeant and you are doing mighty things, will you now translate it to the... Now imagine now that you are also a general in the Air Force, and you see a corporal in the army. I hope you know that corporal is mandated to honor and respect you and respond to your demands, not because of you, but he has already understood by the shape of authority that set all the departments of the forces in motion, that this man is operated directly under, and on that account, that the person that set all of you have set him higher based on his department. Are you getting the point now? So it will mean that if I appear, haven't you noticed that when I begin to minister, that there is more response to what I'm saying than what you are saying? Huh? No, come and say your own. So it is no good to misyan. Trace authority on thy point. The kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord, not ours, and against his anointed, saying, let us what? I'm not hearing you. Let us what? And cast away their courts from us. Verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall what? And the Lord shall have them in derision. Verse 5. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Decree. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Verse 8. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the hidden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of earth for thy possession. What consumes the heart of accurate sons is nations and territories. They are territorial in context. So, you know, when people are not bothered by the fact that their church or their house or their business is not yet consumed by Satan, just because they can still go about their business, they are comfortable. Are you a student? What school? What do you do? You finish service? You service? Where did you serve? Huh? Benue State. Which school did you finish from? Okay, imagine that you came to Osoka, nothing is happening there. But at Enugu, everywhere is boiling. Say, where could they enjoy? As long as you never reach Osoka, you can be seated. That is the average way people function. Men have lost the burden of God. I'm angry in my spirit. I'm angry. Can you make legislations on this account? I taught them what it means to legislate. Many times when we sit here, to minister, we have found out that there is a maze for legislation. You are the only one not seeing it. Some people have seen it. It is standing in front of this altar. So it means that we can legislate new orders, new laws, martial laws. In fact, the first time we had Sonship Conference,
the first sign that God gave us that he has given us access to engage the territory was that we saw something like a moral instruction, and in that moral instruction Jesus was the one ministering. He was standing on the podium, and the things, the his congregation, guess who is his congregation? Demons, principalities and powers, not men. And Jesus was giving them new martial laws that from this day, this is how they are supposed to behave. Can we make legislations? You know what is, don't speak in tongues now. You have spoken in tongues for 1 hour. Now is to enforce. Now is to decree. Give Prince Will mic so that he give us an example of what is legislation. We need 2 people now to give us an example of what is legislation. You. I want a damsel too. Give Prince Will. So that the reason is so that you know what to say. Now, when you begin to say your own, it might not exactly be what I'm saying or what other people are saying. You will realize an utterance in your belly as a result of the fact that you have gained ascendancy. Woe unto a man that have not gained ascendancy that want to make legislation. From where to where now? There is a plane where authority is respected. We have to appear there. The Bible said, where 2 or 3 are gathered, where? I didn't hear you. If 2 or 3 are gathered where? How can you gather in? You might think that it will mean that the name is a location. The name of Jesus is not a nomenclature. It's a location. That's what that the priests cannot understand. That the name of Jesus is not a nomenclature. So he said people should pray in the name of Lucifer. So he doesn't understand the fact that the way Yoruba man calls Jesus is different from the way an Hausa man calls it, different from the way an Igbo man calls it, but Jesus comes to answer. Meaning that the name is not a nomenclature. It is the summary of the authority invested in the kingdom of God that is now captured in a name. When a man finds himself inside that location in the spirit, he begins to function not on his own, but on the power of that authority. So when demons and Satan see us, they don't respect and respond based on who we are, but on based on whom we are found in. So our measure of authority in executing the purposes of God and living our life is how much we have entered into the authority that we have been brought into. Because the way the things of God function is eternal in scope. So when a man begins to enter by time, you will not experience the full dimension from time. So it will take a pressing in for you to experience higher and higher layers of the same. You are inside authority, but you still need to enter into. If you don't understand this, you will be weak. Just like you are in life, when a man is born again, he received eternal. But the Bible says still lay hold on eternal life. It will mean that in life you still enter into life. In authority you still enter into authority. So functional dimension of life and authority is based on what and how much you want to lay hold on by alignment and obedience. Are you with me? Give us an example.
Praise God.
Get another mic. Find the other brother. Be fast. Be fast, my friend.
From henceforth we decree that your operations and work ceases in this territory. Henceforth we decree that you no more operate under this territory and under this ambience. We sent you back from this territory. From henceforth, this is the altar and you must obey it.
This is a very good example. You know why? Somebody sent me a vision she had yesterday night after all the things that we did. She now said that it seems as if they imported violent spirits into the territory, and the violent spirits are already. Are you with me? You better follow me. People like me, there is a way we talk. I'm already saying very heavy, deep things, and I'm not just talking to you people here. I'm not standing here. I'm standing. Somebody asked me whether she can see me today. I said no, that I don't have time. That I have court session business. Where are you standing now? It's only you that is at Newell. The reason why people don't have effect is that they stand at Lagos at Newell and they are being busy. No. That's not where we stand. We must appear in Zion.
and our identity will only be known. If you appear from Zion, then you are okay. And there are many places in Zion, many courts. It's not only one court to appear in. Where are you? Hurry. It was Elijah that said, before the Lord God whom I stand. Meanwhile, all of them thought they were in Mount Carmel. Elijah is saying he is before God. You are saying you are in Mount Carmel. Eh? Where are you standing? A son said, I am standing on the rock. That thing is a spiritual reality. Eh? I've told my brothers a story of a man that they are trying to use charm to kill. And this in court. They tried everything, it did not work. They went to the herbalist, and the herbalist said the man is standing on a rock in the spirit. And as long as his leg is on that rock, no charm will work. I'm telling you. He said the only time the charm will work, if there is a way we can get him to leave the rock. So one day the man came and fought the other man physically. The man was trying to withstand and stop and all that. The man fought him, destroyed his thing. Before you know what is happening, the man of God now carried the other one, hit him on the ground. They fought. Oh. Then the man that came to fight him suddenly left the fight and started running away. He ran away. You know where he ended up? In the herbalist, and said, try now. When the herbalist tried, lo and behold, the man is no more standing on the rock. So the arrow entered. So when the man carried partial paralysis and prayed and fasted for long, God now showed him this thing I'm telling you. He has to stand back on the rock for progress to be made. Are you with me? Uh-huh. So when there are violent spirits, they are already at the airport. From the vision, the person saw. The violent spirits are already at the airport. But when they came to the airport, with all their disguise, we had gatekeepers standing there. Find me a mic. You are not. This thing can come. Okay, don't worry. This here, because the way you see me now, this thing can't serve. Huh? My voice is my power. You see now, when we run now, Satan will begin to shake. One of the things Satan doesn't understand about people like me is that he doesn't know me, I'm already dead. My brother sang a song, he said, I'm offered to a deity, and now I'm a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. But Harry is still much alive. That's why we pray and do the things we do, so that people will come to the place where death comes on the soul and the old man. Then the glory of the life of God will begin to spring forth. That way Satan can't touch it. Where is the second person? Go and give him Manuel. Where is the damsel? Raise your hand here.
It's to enforce the brutal declarations and command.
I know. Give us an example of it. If you don't have, let
this, this day we decree and we declare that the will of the devil will stand in this land again.
That's good. That's powerful. I need somebody more specific, because sometimes utterance can be specific. A lady have to save the ladies. No. A lady have to save the ladies. Speaking at the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Let me appoint. The boss is saying something, so give her. Give Sister Mary. The one I'm looking at her, she's saying something.
By the power in the name of Jesus, we cease every oppression of blood wasters in this land in the name of Jesus.
That's also power. But if you tell people like me, I will make decrees like we speak to the constellation, the stars, the moon. From today, we decree that all the programs, all the information, all the instructions that have been encoded in you
by sacrifice is reversed by a superior sacrifice that is in the name and in the blood of Jesus. From today, we stop you from affecting the outcome of and programs of people in the territory. Are you seeing it more specific? You don't have to use my own, because we pray for 2 minutes in tongues, so that some of you are done, so that you come up, you will receive utterance. Me, I'm telling you, there is utterance in your belly. Hash kofa, there is utterance in your belly. There is. Can you pray for 2 minutes in tongues, and then you begin to decree and make legislation? We come in the name and in the blood. Arise, arise, son of God. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise, holy one. And let your name be praised. Arise, arise, son of God.
you pray now, you pray now, no lesser, pray now. Pray now, no lesser.
revivalhubglobal@gmail.com. Amen. And then our ministry line. We'd like to hear from you and interact with you. And in case you want to interact with us on social media, you can actually locate our Telegram group, not channel, with the same name, Revival Hub Global Telegram Group. If you come there, in case you have been meaning to talk to me one-on-one, if you come here, I'm there too. So let's start from where we stopped yesterday, and we'll trust God to partake of the communion, and then everything that is wrong in your system will go. Amen. Because the Bible spoke about the communion. He said, is this in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11? He said, is this not the body and the blood? Is the wine of the communion not the blood of Christ? And the bread of the communion not the body of Christ? Are you getting the point now? He's asking you a question. Can you answer that question? What's your name, bro? Emmanuel. Can you answer that question? See, that question is an organic question. It's not a question you answer because you know the answer. You can sit down. Are you getting the point? It is a question you answer because you have revelation. And I teach you people here consistently that the proof of revelation is what? Huh? The question. Obi. Who said functionality? The first person that said it is who? The first person that said it is who? Huh? Budoza? Are you the one or him? Huh? He is the first person. If not that he is on dry fasting, I would have bought him lunch. I would have bought you lunch. There is a place called Ofala Plaza. Have you eaten onugbu soup with pounded cocoyam? and fresh goat meat. You will doubt your consecration. This one, this one you are saying, I will die for Jesus. You have not enjoyed anything. You want to die for Jesus. Before we know people that are willing to die for Jesus, we expose them to something. So your language will change. You start saying that your preaching will change. That's why some of us are doing like this. You think it's easy to be preaching the way I'm preaching like this? Ask him now. We went for a ministration together, and the edibles they presented to us, the table, need you na table yet from beginning to end. Call on each other, anything. But the principality of the territory is already hanging. Me, I want to eat, but my education in the spirit cannot allow me to eat that way. But you will eat and say, God of all grace and mercy. Because of you, people are in bondage. Because of your stomach, big stomach, people are in bondage. Now, I found out, wait, when I say big stomach, people like Victor Ebinenu will look at his phone and say, I have flat tummy. That's not what I'm. It's flat physically, but you know, many of the guys in Sabo, their tummy is big like this. It's only physical that is small. Mystically, is big. But there are people that have his nature that they are, their own is like this. I'm telling you, William, you don't know what you can do. William, so sometimes we are not sure of your consecration until you are exposed to enjoyment, you are exposed to comfort, you are exposed to money, you are exposed to power. Nature, everything is now okay. I mean, there is no reason why to struggle. Those days, what we keep is consecration. I say I've been there a little, and I know you won't know what I'm telling you. It's gonna come. That's how people backslid. That's how they missed it, and they will start preaching things to assuage their tendency to yield to the flesh now. If you marry now, have kids, have husband, have good job, you are anointed, you can write books, you can be in government, you can be anywhere. Why are you still pressing? People even ask you, why are you going for 24 hours? What are you praying for now? What are you praying for now? So if you don't know, are you with me? If your prayer points are things that human beings, I mean things that can be gotten around here, if that is the focus of your prayer, then when you get them, it's going to stop. Minority. I know you don't like me the way I used to call you, but you don't have option. That's how your spirit that likes God likes me. I'm going to like you, I know you like it. The way you are answering me, you are doing like the way I am now. But I know you like your own brutally. I don't like it. My spirit rejects this thing. My soul, my body. That's why if I sleep, I say, what am I still doing on the bed? Sometimes the reason why I wake is not because the Holy Ghost now woke me inside. I will be in one dream. I will say, oh boy, what am I still doing on the bed? You continue. Why not stay on the bed and remain the same? If bed is what I will sacrifice, it's a small thing. People have. Let me stop the topic. Go and give them my. Yeah. What's our topic? He is soliciting for answer.
Understanding the word.
Nah, lie. Even though your sister and all your connections, they are giving you a response. Meanwhile, I asked you what is Fosage yesterday and you gave me a lecture. You must tell me our topic today. He knows everything. He was giving me a lecture on Fosage and he doesn't know our lecture. He must know it all. You must know it all. Tell us. Come and show him on the camera. Tell me. See the way he's sweating. You know what will happen since you don't know? Give your sister. Do you know? I give your sister to save you if you don't know. Tell us.
The topic is understanding the blood.
Now lie. That's not our topic. Is it our topic? Wait. I want to find out. If it is our topic, raise your hand. Come and give all these businessmen in front. Then you culture. Even with the projection, they didn't know it.
Understanding the blood of his ministry.
Zagodukanu? Oh no, Safia Kena Bana, Onu Yadola. What is that? This thing, let me hear it.
Understanding the blood of his ministry.
Understanding the blood and its ministry. Amen. So that's our topic. We have made quite a lot of progress. So today, let's look directly. Yesterday, we were able to handle what? Raymond, you have to buy daughter for your brother. Because I'm almost about to ask him a question now. I'm not sure he is with Bible or daughter. And I'm going to hold you responsible, you now. He's with Bible. What of Jota? Our Jota is 800 naira. Come and meet your man, collect one. He's now 1,000. Inflation is affecting it, Jesus. You know, you see why you need to pray. Because the only way an evil man will understand what is happening is that one pint of Gary just, this thing that happened for 2 days, one pint of Gary moved from 1,100 to 1,400. One bag moved from 12,000 to 16. In case you don't understand all these things I've been saying, I know you understand this one. Because money is what? Harry, because money is what? In bulk. An able man has to understand the language of money. If warfare has not been interpreted to him in the context that is affecting his pocket. So today we look at the ministries. So who can, what is ministry? Ngonade. Let one Ngonade answer for us. Choose one Ngonade. He's already going to one. Your sister, look at her then. See the way she's wearing one fine blue cloth like that. You know.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can see that ministry is workings or operations.
Because is your sister correct? One Nabi Hokon and Kao. Is she correct? If she is correct, let's accept it and be going. And then we'll continue. Is she correct? If we teach, do our teaching from this plane, we achieve our aim. Oh yeah, correct your aunt. That's in your sister this. What she can't answer, or your answer. Give him mic, there is no time, oh yeah. Why are you doing your head like this? Is your head like this? Speak into the mic, that's what I. You don't know the answer. You don't like the mic. Oga, carry mic. In fact, show him on camera. Answer fast before camera will come. Oh yeah, answer fast. You don't know the answer. You know the answer. You are already answering. You must answer. How can you wear a fine shoe like this? You don't know the answer. Huh? Defend your family. Are you a man in the mouth? Let the men arise. You know what will happen? I'm convinced that God's love knows the answer. The way he's smiling like a theologian. He's smiling like a theologian. So give him the mic. Glory to God.
Sir, I think it can be said, understanding the blood and its applications.
No, what I mean is, what is ministry?
Okay, in this context, I think it has to do with application and its applications.
Esther Chukwuemeka, is he correct? Huh? Nah, lie. Come and give her the mic. She doesn't know that. She wants to run away.
So actually, I don't have it by heart in mind.
To say that what is ministry?
Ministry is application.
Okay. I now say that Esther is in ministry. Let's use your answer now. Esther is in what? Ministry. Okay, Esther is in our application. So you see that your answer is go and give Emmanuel, your brother now. I know he loves you and he is going to save you. Huh? When you finish, you come back to care for family because it's a battle of families now. Uh-huh. I see the way you are holding your mic like Dr. Paul and Enche. You know, it's not by holding the mic like this. You know, sometimes you think that the power in a man of God is. But defend your, for now, defend your family. I call my ass.
Ministry means.
Really? The way you are touching your beer, I think you have mastered the answer. If you need a cook, can you put my name like this? Give Anthony quickly. Give Anthony. If you think I'm coming to you, then I'm coming to you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But by my own understanding, I think what ministry means the workings where the,
okay,
where the blood can be applied.
Leave this one. What is ministry? Let's assume, okay, let's say Anthony is a minister. The ministry of Jesus. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. What does he mean?
His job description is work. Work. Where he functions.
Is he correct? Okay, it's in here. It's your form and name. I'm answering. Ngwa, nye. But this is the man. Ngwa. No, now you are wrong now. Who is the person? You are wrong now. How can your phone be ringing?
Process of administration, how you dispense or how the things that you know, how it functions or how you give it out to others.
The only word I chose is administration, but it's not yet what I'm looking for. Come and give Joy Udechku. Her name is Udechku, but I'm not sure we are related. I'm not sure.
God.
Hallelujah.
I think ministry is an office that helps is an office for the administration of a function.
I like this. This is very good. Number one, say office. Number two, Say administration. Number three, say what? I think that's complete. So you just give us one part. Huh? That's what you wanted to answer. Come and give the man of God mic. He has something to say. You don't have something to say. But your voice was loud. Amen. So, do we adopt this definition? A miracle will come. Do we adopt it? Why should we adopt it? Come and give her the mic. Set man, get ready. You can sit in your father's house.
Because I'm first of all off it. The blood is from...
I'm not even talking about the blood. I'm talking about just about ministry.
Ministry. Office. Mama.
give set man, give set man. Give the person beside you. Gather this thing for us together now. I notice you are in the ministry of gathering.
I think the ministry of the blood talks about the functions of the blood or all the blood does in the life of a believer.
Okay. You know what will happen? Go and give EH. EH. Hailomoro Sasabahata. EH. The light from God. It's not by chance you are the named you, so you have to clear that light shine now. Gather our thoughts together.
I think ministry refers to the executionary ability of the blood. How it executes the function. Or what the function. Yeah, how it executes the executionary pattern.
You see the reason why we need to allow some people to put mouth now. Somebody said, hey, but is it not correct? The truth is that even in administration, there is a part of administration that is exactly the one that is affected, and the part of the administration directly affected by what we are teaching is the executive arm. Is it not true? Is the executive arm. So, I believe by now somebody like Sister Ruth have understood everything. Somebody like Sister Chibong. I know people are calling you Oli, but I prefer your Igbo name. So I know you now understand everything. Amen. So we have 30 minutes to go. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Having understood what ministry is, and in context within the frame of the blood of Jesus, it will become obvious that what we meant by the ministries is what the blood has retained in the capacity of its office to execute on behalf of anybody that engages it. And it will be obvious that the engagement of the blood is beyond the reach of non-initiates. The engagement of the blood of Jesus is beyond the reach of non-initiates. What do we mean by non-initiates? Non-initiates are people who are not yet brought into the bloodline as a result of the fact that they are born again. Say after me, born again. That is what it takes to bring somebody within the bloodline. And when you are brought within the bloodline, you might not have known, because when you got born again, how do you get born again, sister? The way I'm looking at you, you might be SU or deeper life. You know, when we got born again, they say after me, say after me. You did it, is it not true? The problem, or rather, the thing is this, that even though you were saying those words with your mouth, there is a condensed, powerful spiritual activity that is going on side by side with what you were doing physically. Are you with me now? In fact, at the instance of regeneration, in the context of regeneration, that just regeneration only, there are three mighty activities that took place. Huh? And according to our teaching that we have taught, the first one is what? Huh? The first one is what? Huh? Huh? You are correct. Remission. The second one is what? Justification. The third one is what? Made their life. Meanwhile, these are the three things that happen when you say, Jesus, come into my life, and then you confess it, and the man of God say, you are now born again. For some people, they ministered Holy Ghost baptism for them instantly. But even though that little action took 5 minutes or less, but within 5 minutes, something that can only, the weight of what happened in 5 minutes can only be captured in eternity. Are you with me? That is why in the old times, in revivals, Charles Finney's revival and all this kind, they actually don't allow people to be born again the way people get born again now. You know, when you want to be born again now, somebody like God's love, if he wants to minister, tell you to be born again, say you don't need to do anything, just have to express faith. As I'm talking to you on the road now, you need to just accept Jesus and confess with your mouth. That is all. God loves you, and the love of God will be born in your heart. Another, and the person will say, Jesus come, Jesus come. Amen, amen. And then you leave. You will never see that kind of thing in Charles Finney's revival meetings. Huh? There is a section in the church that they call the room of inquiry. You know that room of inquiry? Is when I, you notice that sometimes when I minister and preach, people are under conviction. Charles Finney doesn't assume that you're already willing to submit to Jesus. So they take you to the room of inquiry. It is there that you begin to make inquiry on the matters that will disturb. You know, people get born again and they didn't renounce their sin. Many of the people that you preach that got born again, you just told them just be born again. They didn't renounce their ways. But that's not how people get born again. Before you get born again, that's why you have to repent. The word repent means that you will have to admit that the way you are living is wrong, that you are in enmity with God, are you with me? And that you plan to renounce it. And by renouncing it, you are planning to live in a different way. If this is not met, and in experience, most times for this to be met, it is not instantaneous. So they leave you in the room of inquiry, and the Holy Ghost begins to brood on those people. Some of them will be crying. That's why we come to revival meeting and people are crying in the altar. And after 1 minute, pastor will dismiss them and say, go, go, go now. Sometimes leave people at the altar to cry for 2 hours. That's how people left. They were born again and continue suffering addictions. Because, are you with me? Those issues of addictions, causes, and all those elements that came as baggages of the old man should have been dealt with. If the salvation experience was complete, the protocols and the steps were completed, but it was not. When that man was crying there and rejecting, some of them will be crying, I will not steal again. I will not steal again. When he is doing that, the spirit, because some people have lived in it to the point that he has become a part of their life, the spirit that is powering it will leave, and the hold on their soul will be breaking. It is not about what they are saying, whether they will be born again. God has already accepted them, but their
rate of progress from there is dependent on how much they turned over in that crack. Some of them will say, I will not steal again, I will not lie again, I will not fornicate again. God, if you forgive me, I will not. They will be weeping. I slept with this person, she got pregnant, we aborted it. I did this one. You are crying. And guess what? The lawyers on both sides is taking cognizance of the fact, because you are before a court there, and that is the greatest time and most powerful time in your life that you need to clean the slate. So many people got born again, they didn't have the opportunity to clean the slate. So Satan still come back to lay hold on their life on one or two issues because they did not experience this. I'm trusting God that very soon we'll do what is called adult dedication. Yes, many of you are born again, but you have too many baggages, because you were not carefully led to dedicating your life to Jesus. Now remember, there is a difference between Jesus being your Savior and your Lord. I hope you know. You didn't hear me. Many people just experience Jesus as the Savior and they are running with it. An average church in Nigeria, even though they say it in their mouth, what they actually present to people is Jesus the Savior. And 80% of the churches doesn't present to people at the point of being born again, Jesus the Lord. They present what? Jesus the Savior. And when you meet Jesus the Lord, you will drop everything. Nobody meets a Lord and still has a patent right to anything in his life. Are you with me? I don't want to go there. It will take me into many other teachings. Somebody help me back now. Help me back. So I'm trying to show you the power of the bloodline when a man gets born again. Is it not true? So you are brought in from whatever possibilities you had before you got born again has been changed. So when a man cries at the altar, we are trying to enforce experientially those possibilities. Can your son speak in tongues? Huh? Good. Because somebody asked, somebody is telling me, they quoted many scriptures. They said that speaking in tongues is not the evidence of baptism in the Holy Spirit. Let me say it here. Speaking in tongues is the most powerful, the most evident, the most instant, and the most conspicuous evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. In extension, power. Actually, the purpose of the Holy Ghost coming upon is power. But the only way for we to know, an instant way for you to know, is to speak in tongues. Huh? What you now do with the Holy Ghost is another thing anyway. Are you with me? What you do, my Father in the Lord will say, all of what I know. So let me, I wanted to, you know, since when I know my lecture, let me leave. Amen. So the ministries of the blood. Amen. So we did a lot on the blood. So we are now here to show you what the blood retains in its capacity to do, to execute. When we bring it, what can it do? Number one, say after me, number one. Forgiveness and remission. Forgiveness and remission. I will advise us to go and look for the messages we preached in our last year's 50 days of Pentecost with the title Preservation. I think it's a three-part series. Huh? Three-part series. It will help us, because actually all this topic is driving to that point. But I need to, people don't experience function because they didn't have much on that. They are not grounded. The more light you have, the more you can see. Is it not true, Doc? If you have, you use Nokia Touch now, you know you can use it and see. What if you have flashlight? Is it the same thing? What you now have floodlight? Is it the same thing? The more light, the better you can see. The more effective and functional you become. So number one is remission and forgiveness. Before I read the few scriptures,
Many times in the Bible, you can actually see the translators use the word remission and forgiveness interchangeably. Are they the same, Ijoma? Ijoma said they are not the same. Somebody give her the mic so that she will tell us the difference.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sorry.
You can sit now.
Remission, forgiveness. You're remitting sin. I think forgiveness is a component of remission.
You are trying to make my question complex now. Okay. I don't know what they are. Whether it's component or part or the whole or the summary. That is not my business. My business is what is remission and what is forgiveness.
Okay. Forgiveness is when
I don't have time. The word remission is an accounting language. How many of you studied accountancy here? Or you did account? The word remission is an accountancy language. So it is when, how many of you, there is this app for transferring money that is called Remita. Let me use that so that you understand. When it is Remita, it means that you are owing. Are you getting the point? Remita means you are owing, and the kind of debt you are owing is the one you remit. I mean, it is a more like an overhead cost. You know what is an overhead cost? You know what is overhead cost now? Overhead cost, let's assume in revival hope, overhead cost is how do we fuel the jet? How do we, these are the costs that as long as we are running, they are part of the things that power our day-to-day running. Are you with me now? But if we want to do sonship conference, that one is not overhead cost. That is a capital project. Watch. So, overhead cost is how do we get some things, the gen, the data, many things that we spend. The reason why many of you don't know is that you don't ask how it happens. You just come like this. I notice somebody like Elijah Yob, he likes to stay that place because he's directly behind fan. And I'm a fan for free. So one day ask question, how does this, okay, I think you know. You know, there are one or two people that know. I want to ask some. So, remittance is an accounting language. It means somebody is owing a debt. So that's why there is a song that typifies our bringing in into new birth. Somebody sang a song. I don't know whether it's a hymn or a song. He paid the debt we did not own. I own the debt I could not pay. I needed. That's why I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace. Lord Jesus paid the debt I could not pay. I know Nuzrike can try to pay her own, but he paid the debt he did not owe. I owed the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. That's why I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Lord Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Let's sing one more time. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone from your heart to wash my sins away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why I sing
brand new song, amazing grace. Lord Jesus spared the death that I could never pay.
The one you are owing in your family, they say people in your family, they are owing this one. The one you are owing in village, the one you are owing as a result of the fact you are a Nigerian. Every Nigerian and African is in debt to dark spirits. And many times when you want to write, those dark spirits will come and be demanding payment. But there is something. Can we sing it? Do you think we should sing it again? By revelation, two times. He paid the debt. He be not owe. I owe the debt. I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Harry, help me.
That's why I sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Lord Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt. He paid the debt. He did not owe. I owe the debt. I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away.
Precious Jesus,
now I can see the brand new sun, amazing grace. Jesus
paid the
debt.
Read both Colossians chapter 1 verse 14 and Ephesians. Yes. Oga, go and repair that thing quickly. Be fast. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7.
Colossians
1. Yes, read.
In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
So there is something we have in the blood, and that is the forgiveness of sins. Amen. The forgiveness of sins. So I showed you people that the forgiveness of sin is more like the organic dimension of remission. As a matter of fact, they look as if they are the same, but they are not. Actually, there is forgiveness because there is remission. You know what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is somebody saying, you can now go. But in this context, nobody will tell you, you can now go. You can now go. You can't receive the word, you can now go, until what you are owing has been paid. Are you getting the point? So remission is paying what is being owed. And forgiveness is the person leaving whatever grudges he has against you. You know, I thought it properly that you cannot fully understand this except you understand there is a word in the book of Hebrews that is consistent, and the word that is used there is a word propitiation. 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 I don't like the way this thing sounds.
As we said, is composed of two dimensions. Yesterday, one is satiation and the other one is expiation. So it will mean that something have to satisfy the heart of God. Are you getting the point? It is not just that we are owing God, we also got God angry. So this debt now, are you with me? Because people make emphasis only on the fact that we are owing God. It's beyond that. We actually also got him angry. He was not pleased with the way man behaved in that context. But beyond the fact that he was not pleased, if it was just that he was not pleased, maybe we can find one or two ways to placate him or manage the relationship. But it is beyond that. It's also about the fact that in so doing, man was also owing. So two things are involved. One, man is owing. And two, God is angry. That's why somebody like Jonathan Edwards preached a message and said, sinners in the hands of an angry God. You know, grace preachers say that there is no such a thing. But not grace preachers, hyper grace preachers. You know. But the Bible is littered with the proof. Even where the Bible is talking about grace, in the same verse is talking about the wrath of God. The same verse. It will mean that something came to assuage, came to deal with the wrath of God. And any man that refuses to take advantage of that thing
that dealt with the wrath of God. What do you think is happening? If God made for something so that he can deal with his wrath, and you are living out of that economy, are you living in or outside of the wrath of God? So his command is direct. In fact, the Bible makes the comparison that God is actually more angry now than he was before Jesus died, in case you don't know. Why? For one simple reason. I have solved the problem. Before Jesus came, the problem is we are in the process of solving the problem. But now that he has done everything, he has solved the problem. And men are still interested in engineering other means outside of the means through which he solved the problem. So my target now is that
through your hands. Drop that mic you are holding on. Quickly. Come and listen. Wherever we stop, we pray and go. If my mic off, I use my mouth and pray. Amen. You have disturbed my flow more than 10 times. So, remission is the depth going, and then forgiveness is you experiencing the exact thing that remission. And if you I'm owing you, I paid it. It is not a must though, that I should forgive you. There are people that owed you, and the debt made those two people enemies. Have you seen such a thing before? The debt made the two people enemies. So even when the person managed to finally pay back, you used to be friends before the debt, but after the debt, oh man, you cannot be friends with that kind of person again. Is it not true? But that's not the case in this one. The case here is that the blood of Jesus was able to pay and reconcile us back to God. So all the anger of God that is coming towards man fell on Jesus. The anger of God was coming towards man, now fell on Jesus. And when we say fell on Jesus, you need to understand what it means. Where did he actually fall? It fell on the blood. So when he fell on the blood, God was satisfied. He was satisfied. That's why the book of Isaiah chapter 53 now said that when he saw the travail of his soul, he was what? So there is, God actually measured it. He was waiting. He was seeing the travail. When it met a measure, when he met the measure, he was satisfied. Amen. So that is the first ministry of the blood. Because this first ministry, let me read the scripture. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Why not show us Ephesians? Quickly. I need to see if I can touch too. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. In whom we have redemption. Did you notice something here? The two, there are different books of the Bible, but they are saying exactly the same thing. Theologically, even, I don't want to go there. It will make us leave, because the book of Colossians and Ephesians is actually saying the same thing. I
I would have just shown you the small difference. Because this one now, Colossians, is what Christ is to the church and the universe. That's what the book of Colossians captures. The book of Ephesians captures what Christ is in the church. What Christ is for the church and what Christ is in the church. They're the same thing. Somebody get my... If they are not the same, you will be able to tell us the difference. We don't have time. Leave it. There's no time. So, in whom we have redemption through what? If your Bible is your own, I think there is a word you need to underline. Find your Bible. Underline the word through His blood. Through His blood. So, there is a facility that its ministry was able to procure forgiveness for us. God did not just forgive you just because He wanted to forgive you. Bro. You know, you say, I want to forgive. Prince Wee, I want to forgive you. No, it's not possible. The forgiveness is based on the fact that something was available. And it is in the working of that thing that remission came. And you know what is forgiveness? The remission of sin happens only once. That's what some preachers don't understand. Grace preachers. And remission happens only once when you got born again. That's where the debt was paid. But forgiveness doesn't happen only once, because as you go on, you can offend and you go and draw from the riches of remittance and then pay for the offense. Because at the place of remittance, it is not just that the blood paid for what you did, it paid for what you will do, but it is in the place of forgiveness that we draw for instant payment. We withdraw the cash. Can you understand this simple thing now? It is because when you pay in a bank, what does it call? It's because there was deposit in remittance. That is why there is a withdrawal. Are you getting the point? So if you offend God, and sometimes you can offend, especially because forgiveness is mostly organic. Sometimes it's obvious. You notice that sometimes your conscience will begin to report a matter. And then you did not do anything about it. You spoke in tongues and slept. When your conscience reports a matter as a believer, that is a matter that is in need of forgiveness. But there are believers that when their conscience reports a matter, they continue running like that. It's just like, Doc, it's just like your wife offending you, and you have not been happy since morning, and she came and continued as if nothing happened, and said, give me money for it. You say, madam, we have not settled this matter you are talking about, another thing. No be so. That's how believers do. They have not settled. There is a matter on ground. They didn't settle. They want to jump it. Fellowship will be broken. My brother, is it not true? It's not as if relationship is not broken, but fellowship, that good rapport, it will break. It can only be restored at the instance of forgiveness. And until the woman or the man asks for forgiveness, I have learned something in marriage, not my own, but from people, at least I've seen my father and mother. I noticed that, even though me, I don't support that, but I noticed that there is a way they used to ask themselves for forgiveness. My father feels as if he is a man. He cannot be begging a woman. So he will go and buy something, do something. There is a way he will start behaving, doing some things. My mother will now know is this one, the name of this one is forgive me. My brother, is he not through this thing? That's it. So the woman too will be intelligent to understand that this language is forgive me. No be so. The same thing for the woman too. the woman will suddenly wake up by 6 and be asking you what we eat and be preparing and be asking whether they are asking the whether they are washed or gas machine, whether his clothes is iron, whether something. The last time she asked was 3 months ago. Because the name of that thing is, please forgive me, please. In Jesus' name, forgive, forgive, forgive. Doc, I know you understand this, my language. Amen. So that was one. That was the first ministry. Quickly to the second ministry, justification. Justification, Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Romans. There is something I did not. If, remember, we treated the oppression of the blood, justice. Now, considering the fact that may one or two oppressions can come into place to procure a ministry. What and what oppression came into place to procure the ministry of forgiveness? Or remission? Remember, it's forgiveness. Speaking and what? No, it's... Okay. William said speaking and cleansing. Is he correct? Is what? Cleansing and sprinkling is actually fundamentally speaking. Instead of speaking not to be there, nothing else should be there. Speaking is number one. Because you are owing. In fact, that kind of owing you are owing is because you have, in fact, the court have said you are owing, actually. So what the blood spoke in remittance is that you are no more owing. When you want to pay this kind of debt, I don't have time to fully explain it, but the only way you can understand it is slavery in the time of the Bible, the Greeks. When you want to pay for the debt a slave is owing, the slave lacks the capacity to pay his debt directly. I'm showing the culture of the scripture, the culture around the time of the scripture. You don't pay your debt directly. How do you pay the debt? You take what you are owing, go to the priest or the temple, and pay it. It is the priest or the temple that will now go to the person that you are owing and pay on your behalf. Yes. That is why even in the Bible, in the Old Testament, nobody sacrifices for himself. When you bring your animal, you go and present it to the priest. The priest will check it. I hope you know, it's not all animal you can sacrifice. They have to check it, because if you sacrifice the one that is not qualified, it is not just that it is not accepted. There is a judgment for being uneducated in the demands. That is not a good time. Simple mistake. It is not just that it is not, you suffer for making mistake. Are you with me? So there is already a court demanding for payment. So when the blood comes there and speaks, it speaks that your debt is already paid. Now this is what the blood does, or rather, this is what the person you are owing does. It doesn't come to check with you. It comes and checks with the court. Or comes and, because those days the court is actually in the temple. Those days. That's why the Bible said that people like Paul, they come to the temple daily and they are disputing. They come to the place, where do they dispute? In the temple and synagogue where they gather. Because that is actually beyond a place of fellowship. It is a place of trading ideas, trading convictions and arguments. Are you getting the point now? So when you are owing, you bring your money, bring it there. The person you are owing does not come and meet you. He comes to the place of payment and withdraws his money. He doesn't need to meet you. Are you getting the point? That is why I told you that remission is beyond. That forgiveness is not exactly remission, because in forgiveness there is
a relationship involved. But remission, there is no emotion involved in it. It's a legal transaction. Certain mean legal transaction.
So if on that basis, the first thing that works is the speaking blood. But there is another one. And I think I choose William. Your answer is correct. First of all, the blood spoke to say what on the day that your sins were remitted, what is the blood speaking? Nalayo. Sang a song. You are no more owing. Debt paid. Debt handled. Are you with me? But another aspect of the oppression came into place. That is, I think it is even more than that. I like that one. Do you know the one? Which one are you playing? No. Wait, let me sing the one that's all my sins and grief to bear. Playing it in the background. This thing called the sweet sister precious, this song. Amen. So the blood came to speak, the blood came to cleanse at this point. It is when he cleans that if God looks at you, he is no more angry. There is something on man that makes God angry. He doesn't want to see man. The only person he wants to see is Jesus. I'm telling you, don't ever make the mistake of presenting yourself. When you appear in the realm of the spirit, make sure your identity is correct. If you carry the identity of Kogi man, Satan will slaughter you, because he's looking for all Kogi people. He's looking for all Kogi people and he wants to kill all of them. When you appear as Kogi man, you are in trouble. You say, oh Kogi man, we have found you. But when you appear as a seed of Zion, a man whose name is written in the Lamb's book of life, operating from a civilization that is not of here, Satan will trace you. As he's tracing you, because he can trace you, as he's tracing you, he's entering into a place that he can't enter there. He will meet the blood, the bloodline, and they cannot admit him. He has been trying to touch you now. He has been looking for men for Malai. And before, if he search, he go get you, They used to ask you, where are you from? Next time, if they ask you, write that you are from, where are you from? Your physical home. Oh, onye ogbaruke, onye ebe, onye oruku. Oh, no, Ruku call. Grace at the bone, side the water junction. So, if you are writing on Ruku in your certificate, physical certificate, they are asking you, be saying, I'm of Zion. Don't mind Ruku. There is another way to spell Ruku and it will be equal to Zion. You are the only one that know how to do that spelling. May they not trace you. At work, I have a phone. Where? So that Satan looking for you will not find you. You know, these things are things you need to enforce till it enters into your consciousness so that you operate from there. Watch. If you have not been able to take care of this, in the December, when they do normal yearly sacrifice in your village, eh? If they send message, you too will get your own. I'm telling you, check it now. There are seasonal things you need that need that normally happen to you and people in your family. It is because they are still sending you feedback. Go and ask your mother, that thing happened to her too. It's normal. It's normal. And if you are not, if you don't understand this man, if you don't hear it and know how to remove yourself consciously by the application of the blood, removing yourself from the natural bloodline and its possibilities, then you become victim though born again. Number two is what? Justification. What is the meaning of justification in the next 10 seconds? Victim. Correct. Let's clap for him. Justification is that you are counted righteous. Huh? Without remission of sin, there is no basis for counting you righteous. In fact, some translations, they interchange the word righteous and justify. One of the most powerful words in the scripture is justify. In fact, we are all here because we are justified. Say after me, justify. And there is nothing Satan can do about it. Many times he tries to bring us less than we are, actually. The experiences, the struggles we've seen, all kinds of things, masturbation, weaknesses, anger, pride, and all those things, to try to make your own justification as if it is less than it should be, is a lie of Satan. The truth is that with all that your weakness, you are still justified. Not of the blood of bulls and of goats, not of your own capacity, not of what you can do, not of the powers of the law and the keepings of the letters. But according to the book of Peter, he said that it is a work of Jesus only. It is a work that came, it is a possibility that came because of what God did. Abi, what did they teach you in your holiness class? That you are holy because of what you are now, what you do. And lie. You are holy because of who you are, not what you do. You can't find it anywhere in the Bible. You are holy because of what, who you are, not what you do. That is why no matter what an unbeliever do, he is not holy. No matter what he is doing, he is not holy. No. It is who we are that gave us the license to live the way we live. So you are not holy yet. You are not made holy. That's why the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, is it not true? It said that Christ has been made unto us what? Wisdom. Made unto us holiness or sanctification. Righteousness. So Christ is made unto you righteousness. So you receive Christ and received it. Just like every other thing, what we now do is that we live out, we work out our salvation. With fear and what? Because that's where the benefit is. You know the problem with that kind of teaching? I can actually become holy as a result of your teaching. Meanwhile, heaven doesn't count me holy. Assume I'm a mighty sister. Okay, let me use brother. Assume I'm a mighty brother. You know, there is something I can do. I can do, check it now. 1, 2, 3, 4 things. They will make me pastor in your church. And I'm not born again. No, be so. It's your church now. You are denying your roots. Sister Esther, no, be so. So imagine if I wear suspended trousers. You know that trouser that starts from here. William, I say you are you don't backslide. That's why you are laughing. You should not be laughing. There is a trouser that starts from here. And then you wear belt, rubber belt. and then the trouser is bongo. Then you wear shirt and you wear no suit, coat. I notice there is a difference between suit and coat. The one that can swallow three people at the same time. And then you wear shoe. There is a shoe called Sopido. Huh? And then you carry William's Bible. When people greet you good morning, you will not greet good morning back. You say blessings. Blessings. Amen. When you be long enough and then you learn the lingo, dependent on the denomination, they have lingo. If I say this now, my brothers that is from this denomination, they will think I'm attacking them. I'm not attacking you, but if you are able to say, in Jesus' name we pray. With this, you obey, with all this in now, they will obey you, Pastor. I'm telling you. And then you are walking like this. Make sure you don't smile. Amen. It will mean that an arm robber, believe it or not, an arm robber can pass that test. I hope you know. And Jesus have not touched the person. It is possible he is looking for one powerful sister there. When he does like this, the sister will say, I have seen the brother. He is going to heaven. We will make heaven together. You see, what am I trying to say? Am I against living out the nature of Christ? In fact, in case you don't know, I attended that church when I was small. In fact, my father's church was 70% modeled after that church. These days, my mother used to forget to tie her ear. You need to know those things. Hey, Epopulunte. I will give you a letter. Oh, letter now. Oh, letter, Jesus. Oh, give Pelumpe. You know, because if you open your ears, you are going straight to hell. Alekomaraha. It will mean that prostitutes can keep it. Is it not true? They can dress well. There are, in case you don't know, that's why am I going here? You have to be in the spirit. Everything has to be brought in the spirit and made organic. Because once we go and be tracing it in the things that we can see, good. Even I've noticed that people that teach grace now, hyper grace teachers, what they did is that they brought a teaching that is organic and made it legalistic. And they are telling you the things that should be and should not be. The things that can only be experienced and certified authentic by organic life. Somebody, a young man that has slept with 500 people can enter here and dress like William. William is even wearing jeans now. And polo, he's dressing like me. Even Bab, this hair, are you sure that hair is holy hair? That hair is not holy again, no. Who is dressing like them now? Give me an example. Who? The Minister of Water Resources. The Minister of Water Resources and Environmental Management. He even works like them, like this. If you walk carelessly, you can miss the way to heaven. You know, you can dress like Ochoma now, eh? But you are a crook and you are a thief. That's why when you appear here, we put you into the query site. There is no thief that can survive what we are doing in Revival Hub. There are people that came here, they dressed like sisters, looked as if they are powerful sisters. What they are hearing is some people is Kilife Nemeifa. And I come mother ever. I mean, and nobody is looking at you. You look and see people that are far better than you. They don't want to see your face. Meanwhile, you came with makeup and you are behaving as if you are a delicate sister. And I see some brothers, they will come and then sit one place. If Onaga na no ado his. Nobody wants to see you. I don't. Me, you will stay here for 5 years. I will not even greet you. My first audience is gone. In case you don't come tomorrow, I will not even ask about you. There are hundreds looking for this that will replace you. On the day of judgment, my words will come to judge you. That there is something you heard that other people are not, they are not privy to hearing. And then you did not attend to those words. Are you hearing me? Okay, so much more than, I will just read this place and then we go. Much more than being now what? We shall be what? We cannot be explaining this whole verse. Because if we explain all of them, we might not be able to go today. So let's stay in the first phrase. Much more than being justified, being now justified by his blood. So he said that justification is being made righteous. The best way we can say justification now is that a man appeared before a court and there are many issues that were deliberated on your head. And after every issue, there has to be a judge for justification to take place. So the man said, discharged and acquitted. And it is beyond the fact that this one now, are you with me? It's beyond the fact that they said discharged and acquitted. Justification, if you look at it, it's too legalistic that you might not be able to understand the full range of the meaning. If you want to understand the full range of the meaning, you have to use the word righteous. Because the word righteous now, we move beyond the legal dimension and enter into the organic dimension. Because when they said you are justified, it's beyond the fact that you were acquitted. You were actually imparted with a nature as a proof of your justification. You know what happened here? The old one was taken away. And that time the gavel came. Old one left, new one came. Are you getting the point? That is a proof. Without this now, there is nothing God can do with you. There is nothing God can do with a man that is not being made righteous. Because the problem that God had with man is not whether you can sin or not sin. It is because sin as a nature is inside you. Say after me, the nature of sin. So what replaces the nature of sin? Say righteousness. So this justification now is beyond the fact that you are acquitted. It's also about the fact that a nature is now imparted to you. And what is the basis of the impartation of that nature? Say the blood. I didn't hear you. Say the blood. So the blood is only the nature is the nature of righteousness is only imparted in the lives of them that the blood has come to walk on. Did you hear me? Mm-hmm. Let's stop here. Bow down your heads and pray for the next 2 minutes. Ask God to bring you into the consciousness of the blood that brought forgiveness, the blood that brought justification. many times Satan still comes to accuse one or two of you. Sometimes you rise up in the night to make some declarations, judgments, to say some things. He will say, look at you, even you want to do things others are doing, you want to do. Tell Satan that you are not doing it because of what you have already been able to achieve on your own, but because of what Jesus has done. You are not going to live tomorrow and improve on what Jesus has done. Jesus did a perfect work, and the power of that work, the life, the nature of that work was imparted in your spirit. And there is no accusation from hell. There is no testimony from hell that can overturn the testimony that we already have. Can you pray for 2 minutes? And in all the areas in your life that Satan is defeating you, you can bring it up in prayer now. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Because we do not have everything to God in prayer. You don't need to carry a pain that Jesus has carried. You do not need to bear the pain that He has borne. You do not need to face the guilt. Jesus has faced it. Face the condemnation. We come to the place of contention with all boldness and assurance. With all boldness and assurance.
you can drop it.
Because
sweet
you
love God. Is the devil telling you you are not worthy? That voice that is telling you you are not worthy.
The devil
is telling you you can't make it. You are not good enough. Is the devil.
Let's sing this song together. The first stanza. 1, 2, ready, go. Everybody.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
I'm not hearing you. quickly. Let's prepare the Quran and bring it. He said first.
Revelation.